Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio, and it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's my pleasure to be anywhere today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, oh God, little did I know that last September, when you commanded me to bring prayer each morning, what events would take place here in America and around the world. In my mind, I was simply thinking of the hate and the evil in D.C. and the corruption of those against your people, the failing hearts and the morals of this nation. Oh, but you see all and know all. You knew then we would be here today in this nation, slowing down and trying to avoid a virus, to avoid death. Little did I know, but Father, oh, how thankful I am for you. Thankful for you bringing me to prayer each day. Thank you for watching over the nations everywhere and yet placing me here. I have prayed each day that you will protect the president from the hate that surrounds him. I believe you have done that. I ask unendingly that you move through this president and vice president. Give them wisdom in this time where so many are in fear and panic. The Lord, I also ask that you put your peace and calm in the people, that they can weather this storm of the unknown and draw closer to you. May this be America's faith awakening and coming back to you. While America is and never has been perfect, we were once a nation recognized for our Christian faith. We are no longer really seen that way, or we have shamed the persona of that. May today we all pray and believe in your word and follow your ways. And believe it when your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and will heal their land. Oh, the coronavirus should be a humbling experience for all of us. It is an invisible monster, but you, O God, see it quite clearly. May we see the wickedness of our hearts and pray for forgiveness and stand not on the right or the left, but in your righteousness and bring America home. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen.